Yeah, Gemara says, Kivon sheyada shechota. As soon as he realized that he did a chet, he did something wrong, Hashayam. Omad levakish rachmim al atzmoi. He got up right away to daven to Hashem, that Hashem should have rachmonos on him. Be mechape, forgive me for what I did. Is omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told back to Hashayam. At sha'atom levakish rachmim al atzmocho. Before you ask for forgiveness for yourself, bikesh rachmim al Yisrael. Go ask for forgiveness for Klal Yisrael. Mevakish rachmim al Klal Yisrael. That what Hashem first told Hashaya, Klal Yisrael did chatoyim, doing bad things. And because of that, they deserve to be punished. So go be mispal that I should have rachmonos on Klal Yisrael. Shegozarti aleyim shalosh gezeris biavrucha. That I made three bad gezeris, Hashem told Hashaya. Because bavrucha means, as you're the Novi, and the Klal Yisrael doing chatoyim then, because of the bad things they did, I made three gezeris. Rashi says, shalosh gezeris, Rashi says, Yisrael dehainu goyla. Your first son that you had, Yisrael, that comes from the Lashon of Goyla, I'm going to put them, throw them out. They're different all over the world. For Loi Ami, the next thing is that they're not going to be my nation anymore. For Loi Ruchama, they're not going to have Rachmanos on them. It's because of your three children, I was Goyza, three bad things that Klal Yisrael. So Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hosea, go be Mispala now, and that I should take away these three gezeres. Omad, so he stood up, Ubikesh Rachmin. Hosea started to daven to Hashem, he should have Rachmanos. Ubito gezeru. And he was mabatli, took away these three bad degrees. For his chol baruch, and now we start to give Klai Yisrael bracha. Shenema, the apostle says in Hosea, for hoye mispa b'nei Yisrael kechol hayom. The count of Klai Yisrael should be like the sand of the yam, be tremendous amount of Klai Yisrael. For hoye b'mokem ashayom olehem, lo yamiyatem, and instead of what I said before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say, lo yamiyatem, that Klai Yisrael is not my nation, Now it should be said that Bini Kel Chai. They are my children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Everybody should come together. There should be back Klai Yisrael again. Next pasuk says, "Vizaratiha li boritz." HaKadosh Baruch Hu like planted when he spread out Klai Yisrael. He planted them in the world. For ichamti es loy ruchama, and I have rachmonis, and not that I said I won't have rachmonis. V'yamati loyami. And that's what you said, that they're not going to be my nation. What does this mean? That's what the pasuk says. We'll soon explain what the pasuk is going on. Yeah, this is the end of the pasuk, the end of the Perek Beis. Was Ratili Boris Rechamti es Lo Ruchama. He said, have Rachmas on what you said, Lo Ruchamti. For your Marti, he said, Lo Ami, that's what you said, they should not be my nation. Ami Yato, no, they are my nation. You said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still be the Hashem for Klal Yisrael. Right, Omer Rabbi Yechidin. Oyler l'rabbonis. It's very bad for a person that's a rabbonis, a leader, for a leader. Shemekarev says by Leah, whoever has to be a leader, it takes away from your life, will make you die early. Shein l'cho konovi v'novi. All these four nevuim we had before, Shulaykipach arba malachim b'yomav, that they all outlived these four malachim. At the beginning of the pasuk of Yahushua starts off that Hosea lived in the middle of four malachim, b'mei ziyoh yoisam ochaz yechizkiyo, malche Yehuda, and then the pasuk says there were four neviim here, and all these four neviim lived out the lifetime of these four malachim. So mashma navi is not so much of a leader, ruler, as a melech is. So the more of a ruler, leader you are, it's makarevus as baila. Makes you be meisa earlier. Shinam and Apostle says, Chazon Yishayel ben Ometz, Hashechaz v'ayud of Yishloim. They outlived these four malachim. Omer Rabbi Yechidin, Mifnei ma zochu Yerovim ben Yoyish, Melech Yisrael, Limonis imalche Yehuda. How come Yerovim ben Yoyish, he was zeicha, that he, even though he was really a melech from Yisrael, he was zeicha to be included in the Malche Yehuda also. How come? He did not accept Lashon Hara that somebody told him about Omis. So the Mori Ashton's Minolan Diyimni. How do we know the Pasuk talks about Yerovim ben Yoyish to be a melech from with the Malachim of Yehuda? The Pasuk says, Devar Hashem asher hoyel Hosea ben Beri, b'yimei Uziyo, yosam ochot yechizkiyo, malcha Yehuda, u'b'yimei Yerovim ben Yoyish, melech Yisrael. You see, right after it talks about the Malcha Yehuda, right away it also says his name, Yerovim ben Yoyish Melech Yisrael. So it includes him, even though he was the Melech Yisrael, with the other Malachim of Malcha Yehuda. So So the Gemara minolan the loykibul lashon hara. How do we know that he did not accept lashon hara that somebody told him? The Yosef the pasuk says, "Vayishalach amatzia koyin beis kelm el yirovim melach yisrael lema kosher lecha." Heis amatzia sent a message to the king Yerovim, Melech Yisrael, that people are making things against you. They want to overthrow you. That's called Kesher Lecha. People are making, want to overthrow the king. The Pasuk says, Ki Cha Yomar Omis, Becherev Yomis Yerovim. And the Pasuk says also, that's what they told Yerovim. The one that Omis was the one that said, we're going to kill Yerovim, we're going to kill you. So, and Yerovim was not Mekabod Lashon Hara. Omar Yerovim said, Chas v'sholem, Omer Reis et Tzadikachi, was not Makab, didn't accept it. Mestama almost never said it. V'yemomer, and if you want to tell me, Yomas did say this bad thing, Ma'es Saloi, Shechino Omer Loi. His Zich only said a Machmas Nebuah, the Shechino was telling him, but he didn't say it by himself. So the kids say, Yerovim, Yerovim ben Yoyish, he did not accept this Lashon Hara, that's why he was zeicher to be included in the encountered in the Malcha Yehuda. Omer Reb Loza, Afilo b'shas kasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael, zeicher es harachmin, still he remembers to have rachmonis on Klal Yisrael. Shenema, the Pasuk says, K'lo yoyis yefoy darachim es beis Yisrael. Like, I won't have any more Rachmonis on Beis Yisrael. But the Pasuk still talks about Rachmonis. That's still the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Drashi, K'loi Oysef Oy Derachim, Afagav the Pronusa Hu, even though he's talking about giving them punishments now, Yit Kurei Hu Met Kashem Rachman. Still he mentions the word of Rachman. Because even when he gives punishment, it's still given with Rachmonis. We have Yosi, Rabbi Chanino, Amar Mihachum, another Pasuk. K'niso Esor Lehem, like, will I forgive them or not? Rashi Loshon Slicha, Yitzmu Metama, Umiyo Slicha Kamitcher. Still, he's mentioning it. Will I forgive them or not? Even though it's saying I won't forgive them, but it's talking about forgiveness. Hashem still mentions the word about forgiveness. V'yomer Reb Lozem, Lo Yihiglu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Klai Yisrael into exile? Lebein Umas, in between all the nations, Elo Kidei Shi Yitoysu Alein Gerim. Only in order that the Gerim, there should be Gerim. They said, if the Eden would only live in Eretz Yisrael, there wouldn't be any Gerim. But now that the Yisrael are thrown upon all the nations, some of the people of the other nations will want to become Jews. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Uzerati Oli Boretz, that I will plant them in the world. When I put them into exile, it says, Lashon Uzerati, I will plant them. Now, Klum Adam Zerei, when anybody plants something, saw, you plant a saw, measurements of seeds, Elo Lahachnis Kamakurim. You only plant like a pound of seeds to get back 20 pounds of tefuah. See, also, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted Klal Yisrael Amanas to get back many, many more. In other words, that there should be more Gerim. For Rabbi Yechon, Nam Rabbi Yechon says, Miachim, another Pasuk. For Yicham Tia, Es Loi Ruchama. And the Pasuk says, in the end of the Pasuk says, For Yamatu Loi Ami Amata. And you should also say, the people that are not my nation, I'm your nation. So Rashi says, Oysom, Shohoyu Miami, the people that were not from my nation, Goyim, Yid Bekubahem, they will become attached to us. V'yil Lilam, they'll also be for me for now. So that's the end of this Pasuk. V'yacham Tiesloi Ruchom, and Uloi Ami Ami Yatom. The people that you said are not my nations, Goyim, they will become my nations. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, Maidach Sib, what the Pasuk says, Al Talshin Evel El Adoinov. Don't say anything bad about a slave to his master. Ten yikaolecha, maybe you'll get a klola for that, v'yashamto, and it'll be called an oshem, it'll be called a sin for you. Uchsev, the Pasuk says, dor oviv yikalo, there'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers, v'yasami lo yivorech, and the mothers they won't bench. That's the end of this Pasuk. First, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, don't tell bad things about an eved to the Odin, to the master. Then it says there'll be a generation that they'll curse their fathers. For the Gemara Mishum, the Yoviv Yikalo, because they're going to curse their father. V'yas imoy lo yivarach, they won't bench their mothers. Al talshin, that's the reason why we shouldn't say bad things about the slave. Ela, what the Pasuk means to say is like this. Afilu dor sh'oviv yikalo. Afilu a generation that the kids will curse their father. V'yas imoy lo yivarach, and they won't bless their mother. Still, al talshin evel al adoinov. Still, in such a case, even though they're doing such bad things, still, if you have a slave, don't say anything bad to the master about the slave. and we know, how do we know such a thing like this? Mehesheya, learn out from Hesheya. That this was the lima we learned out from Hesheya. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Hesheya, you should know Klai Yisrael is doing chatoyim. So what did Hesheya do? He did a chet, he did something wrong. He spoke bad about Klai Yisrael. And really, he should have done was no, he should only spoke good things about Klai Yisrael. He should have asked Rachmanis. He should have said, Hashem, please forgive Klai Yisrael. So you see, even though Klai Yisrael did bad things, still you're not supposed to speak bad about an Eved to his master. Like that's the limit here also. Even though Klai Yisrael is doing bad things, you shouldn't talk bad about Klai Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer Rabbi Shia, Ma'edich said, one of the Pasuk says, Tzedakos Pezuroni B'Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread out its Tzedakos and Klai Yisrael. I mean, Tzedakos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Tzedakos, did something good to Klai Yisrael B'Yisrael, She'a Pizro Nebein Umas. That he spread us out, he put us into exile amongst all the nations, you should know something's good about it also. That's considered HaKadosh Baruch Hu did stalker, did something righteous to us. We'll soon see why. This is what a certain min, an Apocryphus, told to Rabbi Chanina. He told him, you should know, us Goyim, we're better off than you. It says by you, Ki Sheshes Chadoshim Yoshu Shom. That for 6 months he sat there, and they were very bad to the Goyim then. So I think there about the six months they were very bad to the Goyim then. The Elo Mashenkin Anan, but the Goy said us, Asinaichu Gabon Kamishoni, you Yisrael are living amongst us. You're living amongst us for a long time. We don't do anything back to you. We don't kill you out. So how come those 6 months the Pasuk is talking about, the Klai Yisrael killed out the Goyim then? Omaloi, so Chanina answered back, Return Chayifulachol Talmud. If you want, I'll have a little Talmud come and answer you back. Yifulachol Talmud Echad. Is Nitzfaloi Rabbi Yoshia. So he brought over Rabbi Yoshia. Omaloi answered back like this, Mishum Dloyadiso Heichi. The reason why you Goyim didn't wipe us out altogether, because you don't know where we are. But this is the chesed. Since Hashem spread us out all over the world, the Goyim can't come and wipe us out, because they don't know where to get us. We're not all in one spot. So you don't know where we are. So Mela Hechi Tavdu, what can you do? Tachlinu Kulu to wipe us all out. Lesnayu Gabaychu. We're all not by you. You can't wipe us all out. You don't know where we all are. My the Ika Gabaychu. I, the people that are, the Yidin that are with you, why don't you kill us? Because if you only wipe out half of the nation, there'll still be the other part of the nation. Christ will always still call your kings murderers. So that's why you didn't kill us out. Not because you don't want to kill us out, but you can't kill us all out. And to kill half of us out is no good, because the other half of Christ will always call you people murderers. But this found the possible form that Kodesh Baruch Hu did it stuck, did chesed to Klal Yisrael by spreading us out all over the nations, so that the nations cannot come and kill us out. Omalei gafod rumoi, so I said, like the Romans, what they say over, boho nachtinen boho sakinen. They go to sleep with this and they get up with this. In other words, Kestadia, the Romans are trying to kill us out. They want to kill our Klal Yisrael, but they can't do it because they can't kill us out all at one time. But this word, that they don't know where we are, they go to sleep with this and get up. It's on their mind the whole time, the Romans. Meratoni, Tony Rebbe Chia, my disciple, what the Pasuk says, Elokim Heivin Dark, because Baruch Hu knows the Derech. For who Yoda Es Mekoyim, he knows the place. What does that mean? Yodei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisroel, Sheinem Yechodom Lekabok Zeres Achzor Yisedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that when he puts Klai Yisrael into exile, he will put them into Edom, they'll give such mean people there that Klai Yisrael cannot receive all the bad degrees that Edom will put upon them. Lefikach, therefore, Higlo Oysam Lebovil. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not make them go into exile to Edom, but rather he put them into Bovil. In Bovil, they weren't so gefelech there. V'yom Rebbe Loza, Lo Higla Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Lebovil. You know where Kodesh Baruch Hu put Klai Yisrael into exile after the first bayis into Bovil? El Mifnei Sha'amul Kekishol. It's very deep, like a deep grave. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu put them into Bovil. Trashi v'yifta misho maher. I'll be able to redeem you from there fast. K'mo shavticha miyad shol epodim. The apostle says, from a shol, from a deep grave, I'll save you. So, Forget, it's easier to say of Shenem, the Pasuk says, Miyad Shur Al Epodim, and Mimavis Agolim, I'll save you, I'll redeem you, and you won't be killed out. So that's why Hashem put them into Bavel, because from Bavel it was easy to save them. In Bavel, the way they spoke was close to the Lashon HaTorah was written also. So that's why they put them there. You won't forget your learning so fast. Hey, Bavel also speaks a little bit like Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara is written in Lashon Bavel. It's done with Lashon HaKodesh, so that's why Hashem put them into Bavel. They shouldn't forget their learning so fast. Rabbi Yechon Nomar, Rabbi Yechon says, you know why Hashem put Christ into Bavel? Bevnei Sheshigru on the base Uman. He sent them back to the place where they were, like where they're grown up. Shrash, the base Uman, from the place where they're grown up, means Avraham, Meyokashtim Yotza. Avraham Avinu came out from Mokashtim. That was in Bavel. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu sent back Christ into Golus, into exile, back into Bavel, where they were raised. Mosh was an example, Liyodam, Shekoyas Alishtoi. He gets angry at his wife. Le'echad Mishagra, where does he send his wife? Le'beisimo, he sends her back to the house where she was raised, to her mother's house. He's here also, when Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry at Klai Yisrael, he sent her back to Bobo, that's where we were raised. That's where Avraham Avinu was raised. V'ahai no de Rabbi Alexander, just like Rabbi Alexander said, the Yomah, Shloisha Chosru Limitosim. Three things were sent back, Limitosim, where they came from, where they were raised, where they planted them. Elohein, Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, like here, that Avraham Avinu was raised in Bavel, and now B'shas Golos Hashem sent us back to Bavel. Kesef Mitzrayim, the money that Klai Yisrael took from Mitzrayim, V'uksav Luchas, and the writing on the Luchas. Yisrael Hodi Amorim. Klai Yisrael, that's what just got finished saying, that the reason why Hashem put Klai Yisrael into Golos Bavel, because that's where Avraham Avinu was raised. Kesef Mitzrayim, what about the money for Mitzrayim? Tirsiv, the Pasuk says, Malachim, Vayihi Bashana Chamishis, Lemelech Rechovim, Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Ayushlayim, that the king of Mitzrayim, Shishak, came and had Mechama with Yushlayim, and he took away all the money from Yushlayim. This is called even the Metchila, Klai Yisrael B'Shach Yitziyah from Mitzrayim, took away money from the Mitzrayim, and later, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the money back to the Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Kesef Mitzrayim, Shebizizu Yisrael B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they took all the money from Mitzrayim. Kedosir V'Yenatzlu Es Mitzrayim. They emptied them out. V'Yimei Rechovim Ola Shishak Melech Mitzrayim V'Notlas Kol Oitzoris. At that time, the king of Mitzrayim came back to Yishlayim and took away all the Oitzoris, all the silver and gold from Yishlayim. And Ksav HaLuchas, what does it got to do with the writing on the Luchas? Yisir, the Pasuk says, V'Yashavrem Li'Enechim. I'll break in front of your eyes. Tono, luchos nishtabru. What broke the luchos? Broke. But the oisiyos like came out of the luchos, out of the tablets, and the oisiyos went back into Shemayim. And the oisiyos came back where they came from. Because even though the Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, it's only the tablets that broke. But the ksav went back into Shemayim. Ulu Amma always has another reason why the Klai Yisrael go into Bavel. Why was the Golos into Bavel? Kedei sheyoichlu tomorim. That they should be able to eat dates. Rashi says, Yesh be Bavel harbi. Bavel has a lot of dates. The Yasek ba Terah, they'll be able to learn Terah. They don't have to do such a big business. They'll be very easy enough to find food to eat there. And they'll have what to eat. They'll be able to very sick in Terah. That's why Hashem sent them into Bavel. Yeah. Alright, stop it.